Blog. Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you tuned in today, and I hope while you were listening a while to encourage yourself today, you are being encouraged today by the Word of God. And we will be talking about sanctification today. And before I go into sanctification, I will have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you today. We thank you for waking each and every one of us up today to see a brand new morning that we have never seen before. We thank you for your grace, your love, your mercy, your peace today, your outstretched arms to each and every one of us that's tuning in to this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to meet them right now at they need, whatever they're in need of, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to stretch, let them stretch their hands out to you, dear Heavenly Father. Let them be able to reach up and grab everything that you have from today. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, radio listener, we're going to be talking about sanctification. And we're going to cover a lot today while we're on this 45 minutes. And God is calling all of us to sanctification. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures and the verses and the chapters they come through, and you can read them at your leisure time. First of all, sanctification biblically means it's a great deal in Christian teaching. Through sanctification may at first seem to be a foreign concept, it is one of the greatest things that has and is happening to every believer in Christ Jesus. Here we will explore the basic biblical doctrine of sanctification, and we are going to discuss the key roles it plays in a Christian spiritual growth. Sanctification comes from the verb sanctify, and that means sanctification refers to a sovereign act of God whereby he sets apart a person, place, or thing in order that his purpose may be accomplished. In the book of Exodus, God sanctified a place of worship. And there I will meet with the children of Israel. That's what the word of God said. And the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. That's taken from the word of God in the 29th and the 43rd of Exodus. Even a day can be sanctified as seen in Genesis 2 and 3, where the seventh day is set apart as a holy day of rest. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he restored from all his works which God had created and made. When a person is sanctified, he or she is being set apart by God for a divine purpose. The very moment we are saved in Christ, we are also immediately sanctified. and begun the process of being conformed to the image of Christ. And as God's children, we are set apart from that moment to carry out his divine purpose unto eternity. Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one offer he has perfect forever those who are being sanctified." Are you set apart for God today, radio listener? Sanctification different than salvation. It is important to differentiate between justification and sanctification. Justification is another word for salvation. Jesus gave his life on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. His blood washed away our sins and freed us from eternal of suffering and condemnation. Believers are saved because of what Christ has already done. We can't do nothing to earn salvation. It is the gift given to every child of God, regardless of race, age, maturity, or merit. Sanctification occurs as a result of salvation. At the moment of conversion, the Holy Spirit enters our lives. We are no longer held hostage by death, but are free to live the life God desires for us. We are thus sanctified simply because of our standing as lost souls saved by grace. Oh, sanctification is a continual process. Sanctification does not stop with salvation, but rather it is a progressive process that continues in a Christian's life. Unlike the things and places that are sanctified by God in the Bible, people have the capacity to sin. Even though we have been set apart as God's children, we continue to behave in ways that are contrary to God. As Christians, we realize shortly after we have been saved that there is a new inner battle being waged within us, a battle between our own sin-led nature and new spiritual-led nature. Paul was saying in Galatians, best described this inner struggle in Galatians 5:17. "For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things like Paul or our heart's desire is to please and obey God. But our flesh is weak, making sin difficult to resist. Yet, it is in our continuous struggle with sin and obedience to God that sanctification does its work." But what is the work of sanctification? I know a lot of you all are saying that right now. What does it particularly mean to be set apart? Sanctification can be described as an inward spirit process whereby God brings about holiness and change in the life of a Christian by means of the Holy Spirit. The effect of living in a fallen world have harmed everybody differently. We're still talking about sanctification. We all face different issues in life, struggle with sin and past hurt of various degree, hindering our ability to live the life God desires for us. Once we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, the Holy Spirit enters our life to start a transformation process, progressive sanctification. He convicts us on areas that need to be changed, help us to grow in holiness. We begin to view the world, people, and personal difficulties from a more biblical perspective. Our choices begin to be motivated by love and truth, and not selfishness. For instance, we have misplaced our confidence and security of beauty, wealth, and materialistic. But God may ordain difficult circumstances to liberate us from these growth hindering snares. The transformation process may be painful, but it is always motivated by God's love for us. Father, God promised in his word to not give us more than we are able to handle. And you can read that in the word of God in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. This is a working process of sanctification. It's the life of every believer. Though the process is personal for each individual, the end goal is to prevent sin and produce spiritual growth. Note that sanctification has nothing to do with living in a sinless perfection world. We may never be sinless in this life. In fact, the Bible warns against such false teaching. The word of God said in 1 John 1 and 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. How many times do the saints of God say that? Sanctification is not by trying to be sinless in order to earn the favor of God, but rather sanctification is for our own benefit. God commands us to pursue sanctification so that though if we may be blessed. I hope I'm helping you today on sanctification. And we will be coming from the word of God more on this next area where God is calling us all to sanctification. As you will see in the next set of verses I will be giving you, God is calling out all of us to the sanctification that these verses are very direct and straight to the point. The first verse is telling us that God wants us to sanctify us completely in all three parts. That's being body, soul, and the spirit. When God used the word complete, he is using a maximum intense kind of word. He wants us to take all the way in this realm. If we are willing to yield to it, work within doing the process. Our first scripture from the word of God is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. And it says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may you, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word of God says in 1 Peter 1 and 15, but as he who carried you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. I hope you're getting something out of sanctification today, listeners. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 and 7 say, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his, her own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passive of lust, like the Gentiles do not know God. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. And we're talking about that today, holiness and sanctification. And Corinthians the 7th and the 1st say, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We're still going to the scripture this morning. 2 Timothy 2 and 20 say, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. That's taken from the word of God in Matthew 5 and 48. Today I thought we'd go a little different in the word, go deeper into the word of sanctification today. And from Romans, the 6th chapter, 19 through the 22nd verse, it says, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. But just as presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness, holiness. What fruit did you have them in the things of which you are now ashamed of? But the end of these things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slave of God, you have your fruits to holiness and the end, everlasting life. We're going to go a little further into sanctification. Many Christians, when they first read these kind of verses, they realize they are simply far away from this type of holiness in their present state of spiritual development. They thus throw in the towel, never even attempt to give God a chance through the Holy Spirit to start this sanctification process through them in this life. And I'm going to lead you into a next section that I'm doing. In the next section of verses, will tell you exactly how God can get this sanctification process started in your life today, radio listeners. First is, sanctification is done by the Word and the Holy Spirit. Trying to achieve the state of holiness that God the Father would like to bring us into is completely impossible. We try to do it through our own flesh, through our own efforts. We can't do it that way. Many Christians are trying to achieve this state of holiness without the present power of the Holy Spirit helping them out. You can easily spot those who are being properly sanctified through the Holy Spirit and those who are not. The ones who are trying to achieve this sanctification out of their own effort and of their own flesh not appear to be genuine. That act of holiness do not become from the heart. You get the sense that they are trying to pull out something that seems to be something fake and plastic about them. You've run across people like that, that's putting on a facade. You say, they show acting fake, or they this, or they are, you know, even most non-believers can see right through you. That's a sense of false pride about them that does not seem to ring true in your spirit. However, when the person who is being properly sanctified by the Holy Spirit really tell there is something different about this type of person, their light is going to shine. This person doesn't flaunt his pity, goodness of holiness. They are very humble about it. Have you met some humble people today in your life, in your walk with Christ? Everything do come from the heart, and everything appears to be done very naturally. There's no pretentiousness or sense of false pity in their action or attitude. The sense of real holiness they are projecting through their personality literally draws power to it. You find yourself gravitated to these type of people. You almost sense a seal, a radiation, a glow about them. The love of God just radiates their content. You are very comfortable in being in their presence and talking to them. You can even see that their holiness is genuine and that it really is coming from the heart of God himself. Example, you have learned from the Bible what some of the specific quality of God will want to impart into your personality. A good example of this is the Holy Spirit. And the Bible will tell you exactly what 9 fruits are. Then once you know them, what they are, and that you can start to work with the Holy Spirit to get more of the fruits manifested and imparted into your personality. But if you don't learn exactly what these specified fruits are to be begun with by reading about them from the Bible, the Holy Spirit will have nothing to work with. All Christians have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of them. The Holy Spirit, too, anxious to get the ball rolling with you in every area of your life where you are, needs his help on the especially areas of being sanctified. Working knowledge. They will need to work with the Holy Spirit and deeper rim. As a result, this is very little, if any, true spiritual growth over the course of most of their life. And we're going to go to some more verses in the Word of God this morning. And these verses in particular are giving you the keys that will open the door of sanctification to come into your life and change it forever. So I hope you have paper and pencil where you can jot down these scriptures, because they are more helpful. These are main keys that you will need. One is, the Word of God says, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the trust. This is taken from 2 Thessalonians. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11 said with the second one, as such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Number 3 say from 2 Corinthians 3 and 18, but we all with unveiling face behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, these are some of the keys that will open the door of sanctification. And I hope you have your paper and pencil and you're jotting down these scriptures that will help you for future reference as you study the Word of God on sanctification. 1 Peter 1 and 2 say, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and sanctification, the Spirit, for obeying and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied. We're still talking about sanctification from the Word of God. The fifth key is taken from Romans, the 8th chapter and the 13th verse. And the Word of God says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you to the death, the deeds of the body, you will live. Ooh, just think about that. And number 6 to the keys is coming from Ephesians 5:25. Husband, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That's taken from Ephesians 5 and 25. And the seventh say from the Word of God, 1 Peter 1 and 22, since you have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the sanctification, sincerely love of the brethren, love one another fiercely with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Notice in that last verse, it said that your soul can be purified by obeying the truth through the Spirit. You can only get God's truth in you if you read his word. Learn the truth by studying the word. And then combine this with walking in the word of the Holy Spirit. And then your soul can be purified. We're just talking a little bit today on sanctification. The verse right above, it said that Jesus can cleanse and sanctify his church, while the individual body of believers, by the washing of water by the word. In other words, you can be washed clean by his word if you are willing to soak into the scripture verses like you soak in a bath or shower, water to clean off. that of God has that kind of power in it. The truth from God can set you free in many areas of your life. But you first have to learn what those truths are before they can start to work to set you free. And to where to find the spiritual truth that will change the quality of your life and help you freely is by reading and studying the word. There's no other way. The first five verses especially tell us that by the Holy Spirit himself, the sanctification process is done in your life. All of the verses I have given you, put all these verses together. And the God Father is telling you exactly how this sanctification process can be done in this life. And this is by the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's the Word and the Holy Spirit working together. Excuse me. Together in belief. Who is actively seeking after God and his will and his word that will give God to release the Holy Spirit to start this transformation and sanctification process within your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. I know you're saying, through all of the above things you have given, that's a tall order. Type the words we live, it really isn't. I have personally seen God do a sanctifying work in several people that I know. And the results and change in these people's personality has been drastically powerful. They are no longer the people I used to know. They are now true saints in every sense of the word. The Holy Spirit is powerful. He is God Almighty himself. Once you see him really get a hold of a believer and then start this sanctifying work in them to make them to become more holy and Christ-like in their soul and personality, it is an incredible sight to behold. In my opinion, I'm saying my opinion, not your opinion, in my opinion, this is even more miraculous than watching him heal someone of a physical ailment or a disease. To those of you who would like to tread into this type of deeper water, but of somewhat fearful of what he may do with you, the one thing that I can personally tell you is that you can completely trust God the Father to begin this in you. He knows you better than you ever known yourself. Since God is totally complete, perfect in his very nature and in his personality, then this means he knows how to perfectly handle you with this sanctification process. Everyone is operating at different level of spiritual development with the Lord. People have more baggage to clean up than others. And on Sunday, I preached a sermon on baggage. What's in your backpack? How much baggage you bring in? Some people will be more ready to receive the Holy Spirit, wanting to remove certain negative qualities than others will. I will progress at a faster rate of speed than others will because there will be more with the Lord and will be more open to receive revelation on exactly what it is wanted to put in and exactly what it is he wants to take out of them. We're still talking about sanctification today. And this sanctification is a process. You won't get it overnight. It is not something that will be done overnight. You trust God to perfectly handle the things frame in which he wants to operate in. He not overwhelm you. He will give you plenty of reasonable time to work with the Spirit once the Holy Spirit starts to impart revelation and knowledge to you on whatever it is he wants to come after. Today, for those of you who really like to get serious with the Lord on getting sanctification process started in your life? Here's a very simple 4 steps in a process to get you where you need to be. Get a paper and pencil and jot these down. Decide, first of all, if you really want it. You have a will. Do you really want to be sanctified and holy? The first thing you will need to do is make a personal decision as to whether you really want to enter into the sanctification realm with the Lord. Many Christians really do not want God to do any type of sanctifying work in their lives. The reason this is that they know he will come after some of their vices and characters. And they are simply not willing to give up some of these vices or attempt to try and work with him to change certain part of their personalities. So the first thing you will have to do is to make a personal decision as whether or not you really want the Lord to begin this type of deeper work in your life. This is something that you can do halfway with him on, or you can go all the way. You either going to do all the way with the Lord once he begins to do it with you or not. You cannot straddle the fence post with him on this. If you do, then the Holy Spirit is going to move with full force to help you get your clean up and sanctified to the degree that God would really like to you to get in this life. So today, call us, anybody that wants to get their life straight before God, want to be sanctified, want to have sanctification in life, want to live holy. Once the Lord starts to move into certain areas of your life and personality, they're going to have to be willing to fully work with him on it, or nothing is going to accomplish. He or she has to live your full contents on all of this. God really respects free will, and he will not run against it. The second thing that you can jot down is ask God the Father to begin the sanctification process in you. To get started, you need to move into the sanctification realm with all the requirements. And the one thing is that you go before the Lord in serious, heartfelt, and ask him to start the sanctification process in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says to ask, and then you will receive. The Bible also says you have because you have not, because you ask not. In other words, if you simply have to do is ask God in prayer to start the sanctification process, tell him that you will not be willing to work both him and the Holy Spirit once it starts. But reminding God to keep the sanctification process going for the rest of you, and you are showing him that you mean serious business with him. For those of you who would like a good sample prayer to go before God, the Father, get him to start the sanctification process in your life and start praying to God. You can say the prayer that God has put it on your heart to say. And he will give you what to say. And on the third one, I hope you're still writing. It says, study the word for the knowledge that you will. If you're willing to give God a full and a solid green light in which to start this sanctification process in your life, then there are now 2 things you must be willing to do on your end to get the sanctification process moving and to full gear. He will need you to do your part in all of this. This will not lead us into the last 2. We'll completely do what you will need to do in order to be able to work in cooperation with the Lord on all of these. You got to, when you say you want something for God, you cannot give up on it. You got to stick with it. You got to study the word to show yourself approved. And as I stated at the top, or when I first started at the top, you have to have the actual knowledge on exactly what it is God wants to change about you. And the only way you can get this knowledge is by reading and studying from the Word of God. Study and pull from the Bible exactly what it is that God wants to impart into your personality And exactly what it is he wants to take out of you or your personality that is not pleasing to him. You know we all have had something within us that was not right, that God needed to remove, to work with us. The Holy Spirit will start to move into those specific areas to help you clean up and sanctify you. And the fourth thing, work in cooperation with the Holy Spirit during the process. That means you got to, when God is working on you, you got to cooperate with God. You can't be running here, doing that, jumping over leaps and bounds. Nope, you got to just come to God. Give God your total being. Let him bring you out of flesh. And this last and final part to realize and being able to get this sanctification process started. Your life is your willingness and earnestness to work very close with the Holy Spirit. Once he starts to move in and on you and let you know exactly what it is he wants, the Apostle Paul said that God wants to sanctify you completely, body, soul, and don't be surprised if it's one of the things that the Holy Spirit will move in on is any particular vice you may have that could be harming your physical body. Had you thought about that? God example of this would be smoking cigarettes, smoking pot, abusing alcohol, overeating on the wrong kinds of food. How many things do we have that we put before God or that's harming our physical body? As you know, many Christians are addicted to smoking cigarettes. I've seen God move in on quite a few of them on this particular vice. Some of them have been successful in kicking habits. Others have not. The power of the Holy Spirit is there to help break any addiction. But the person who has to really want to have this vice, the sin removed from them, God will move in to break the addiction off of them. And just the other morning on the prayer line, a lady was asking, she wanted to pray for her because she wanted to break the addiction of smoking. She wanted to stop smoking. She just kept saying she couldn't do it by herself. So she wanted the prayer warriors to pray with her that she could stop smoking cigarettes. Some people really do not want to give up this for the Lord. When that happens, we respect your will on the matter. Back off from him. However, I have seen him back and wavering on that person. Even so often, he keeps coming back. Getting their attention, letting them know that he is God and that he can work everything out. The same goes for Christians who still like to smoke their pot. I discovered there is some lack with the Lord on the cigarette thing, but there is much lack, saving with him on the pot issue. Every Christian who I have known that have smoked and that really came into full surrender with the Lord have all had the pot taken off of their lives very quickly. A lot of people that you know you have come in contact with, when they made up their mind to be sold out to God, they were sold out. They gave up everything, smoking, crack, pipe, drinking, stealing, lying, whoremongering, they gave it up for Christ. Bottom line is, God will be letting you know very early on which of these vices he would like to have removed from your personality and lifestyle. Whether you are, no matter who listens today, if you need some of these things or other things moving from your lifestyle, his power is to help break these addictions off your back. But you will have to be the one to ask this personal desire for yourself as whether or not you will work in cooperation with the Holy Spirit to take these additions out of your life for good. I've seen God break many of these types of addiction of awful people. They did have to go through any type of physical withdrawal during the weaning of preoccupying God through the power of the Holy Spirit operating on the inside of them. Other areas of your life that God may want to move in is on some of your attitudes. You are holding an unforgiveness toward others for things that they may have done in your past. Expect God to move in very strongly to try and get you to forgive. Vengeance and payback belong to the Lord, not to you or anyone else. God will right all the wrongs ever done to you in this life. Your job is to forgive all offenders or whoever hurt or wronged you and get on with the rest of your life. So today, I hope you have gotten something out of sanctification. Hope you was right, able to write down some of the scriptures that I give you, that you can go to the Word of God for yourself and read. Don't take Minister Sadie's word. Read the Word for yourself. And the sanctification process is available to every single born-again believer. However, it is up to each and every Christian to make this personal decision for themselves. Sometimes the law will not force on anyone due to individual cooperation is needed for each person to really get this process started. So today, radio audience, God is holy. He is calling each and every one of us into this very holiness. God himself can start to transmit and impart through the Holy Spirit some of this very own attribute and personality qualities right up into the middle of our own soul and personality. We are willing to enter into this sanctification process with him. To those of you who really like to try and achieve any true sainthood with the law, this progress, sanctification process is what will lead you in it to the path and journey to holiness in the law. Is there for all who are willing to step in and are not afraid to work with the Holy Spirit in the direction he will take them in. To those of you who are willing to take this dive into deeper waters, I guarantee you, you will find most incredible state of being that you will find in any of the material things of pursuit of this world. So just remember, callers, today, remember what sanctification really is and what it can do in your life. I hope I have said something today that had drawn you closer to God through the Word of God and the difference between sanctification, justification, and it's a continual process. And until next week, we'll be talking on righteousness. Please tune in next week and have a blessed week. This is from Minister Sadie Elliott from Joy and Peace Outreach. Have a blessed week. Love each and every one of you. Continue on listening. Bye-bye.